Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Mo Berg. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it. Barrett tags up. Here's the throw to Gerber, who relays to O'Rourke, who tags Barrett for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berg. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 White Sox. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Rice reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball four. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com scores. Ward moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-0 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. There goes Gerber. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2. White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball four. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Sheely goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McCurdy trying to get to home. Bennett throws the ball into Shang who tags McCurdy who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCurdy. The throw from Shang and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Bennett moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bennett scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bert Cole now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Sisler scores. Williams scores. Rice moves to third. It's 6-5, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Com steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Ward reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's White Sox, 6, Browns, 6. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Metzler moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Berg reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Berg scores. Falk moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Ernie Wingard. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 9-7, White Sox. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sisler scores. Williams moves to second. It's 9-8, White Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Rice moves to second. It's White Sox, 9, Browns, 9. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-9, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg misplays the ball. That's an error on Berg. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the White Sox 9. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-9, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Jacobs covering. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Rice moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Nevers covering, for the out. 1 out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berg strikes out. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Falk reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 14-10, Browns. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 10. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ike Boone pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-12, Browns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 12. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.